Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Afrida and Kate with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, reports have shown that 2/3 of Queensland children charged under breach of bail offences are Indigenous, with Queensland police data indicating First Nations children make up 112 of the 169 young people charged under the new legislation. Debbie Kilroy, Chief Executive of Sisters Inside and Prison Abolitionist, has criticised the new legislation for further marginalising criminalised youth instead of rehabilitating them. She explained that vulnerable children on bail are often forced to breach conditions when their safety isn't prioritised at home or school. The legislation has continued to act in direct violation of the state's Human Rights Act.
Moreton Bay Regional Council will provide Pacifica Families Incorporated $10,000 support to their organisation's cultural festival over the next 2 years. The Pacifica Vibes Festival is one of the largest Polynesian festivals in Queensland and celebrates cultures from Samoa, Fiji, New Zealand and Vanuatu. Mayor Peter Flannery remarked on the community's desire for the Pacific Island event, stating the people of Moreton Bay have clearly spoken with their feet.
In national news, an early draft of the 2023 Australian Labor Party's national policy platforms proposes the repealing of anti-vilification protections for LGBT plus communities, affordability of gender-affirming care, intersex-specific representation, and support for an LGBT plus human rights commissioner. While these clauses have been omitted from the policy draft, additional clauses with protections from religious discrimination have been submitted. The draft policy platform is only open for public consultation until June 23, and LGBT plus activists have urged the community to demand its alteration.
850 secrecy offences and non-disclosure provisions are being reviewed by the Attorney General's Department, including those involved in preventing the ATO from coming forward about the PwC tax leak. The ATO has claimed that the secrecy offences have prevented them from informing the Treasury, and they believe confidential tax information had been shared by PwC to clients in order to avoid laws. A final report will be handed to the Attorney General by the end of the month.
In international news, Canada has introduced a new law that will mandate a warning label to be printed onto each individual cigarette as an aim to reduce the appeal of cigarettes and reduce consumptions. The law, the first to be implemented in the world, will be implemented from August 1st. It will begin with applying the new labelling to all king-size cigarettes by the end of July 2024 and eventually all other cigarettes by the end of April 2025. These changes are hoping to reach the target 5% use of tobacco products by 2035.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter and head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.